And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday urged Europe to increase and speed up its supply of weapons to his country, as well as impose additional sanctions on Russia, saying otherwise the war could drag on for years. In a long and sharply worded video address to EU leaders, Zelensky said it was up to the 27-nation bloc to take action to contain Russia after the war has dragged on for more than a year. In particular, he reiterated demands for long-range missiles, more ammunition, and more modern aircraft. He said the EU needed to speed up the process to grant Ukraine membership. He made the comments as EU leaders held talks with UN Chief Antonio Guterres. Russia has threatened to escalate attacks in Ukraine after Britain announced it would send munitions containing depleted uranium to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Russia has threatened to escalate attacks in Ukraine after Britain announced it would send munitions containing depleted uranium to Ukraine. The announcement drew a strong reaction from Russia, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov calling the move a step towards accelerating escalation. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia will respond accordingly, seeing as the weapons now have a nuclear component. The rounds, in fact, contain depleted uranium, which has some radioactive properties, but cannot generate a nuclear reaction like a nuclear weapon would. They are, however, extremely dense, making them powerful enough to destroy Russian tanks that Ukraine now faces in its push to break through a stalemate in the east. I'm Karen Chamas.
Human rights activists say Uganda's passage of an anti-homosexuality bill could be the impetus for similar, far-reaching legislation across Africa as anti-gay sentiments grow. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel ratified a law on Thursday limiting the circumstances in which a prime minister can be removed, despite opponents' fears that it may be intended to shield incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his corruption trials. It's the latest wrinkle in the political crisis that has driven thousands of protesters into the streets. Matthew Laratonda of Reuters reports.
Israel's parliament has passed a new law that limits the conditions under which a sitting prime minister can be removed from office, despite objections from opponents that its intent is to shield Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his ongoing corruption trials. And it's the newest wrinkle in the latest political crisis that has swept the Israeli government, driving thousands of protesters onto the streets for months. Netanyahu's political coalition of religious conservatives and nationalists are planning to overhaul the country's judiciary system to protect against what it calls overreach by the Supreme Court and restore balance among the branches of government.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Reported incidents of assault, vandalism, and harassment targeting Jews in the United States rose to new historic levels last year. This, according to the Anti-Defamation League on Thursday, in its annual audit of anti-Semitic incidents, the Jewish civil rights organization said it documented nearly 3,700 such incidents in 2022. That's a 36% rise from 2021 and also the highest level since the group started keeping records in 1979. A new report from the American Library Association says the number of attempted book bannings and restrictions at schools and public libraries across the United States set a new record in 2022. VOA's Richard Green has more.
The report says more than 1,200 challenges were compiled by the ALA last year, more than double the previous record set in 2021, and the most since the group began keeping data 20 years ago. Thursday's report not only documents the growing number of challenges, but also their changing nature. A few years ago, complaints usually arose with parents and other community members and referred to an individual book. Now the requests are often for multiple removals and organized by national groups such as the Conservative Moms for Liberty. Librarians around the country have told of being harassed and threatened with violence or legal action. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
The World Health Organization warns that Cyclone Freddy, which left a trail of death and destruction across southern Africa, has increased the health risks for millions of people in Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar. It said widespread flooding and torrential rains have exposed more than 1.4 million people to outbreaks of disease. Marissa Milton, VOA News.